Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I'm the most attractive now that I've ever been.
That's so sad. Oh, my heart breaks.
Yeah.
That's really fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And it's actually true.
Yeah.
Because the pre-beard era was a wasteland for you.
Oh, God. Well,
the pre-beard era was fucking mental.
Yeah.
Like, pre-facial hair Freddy. It's like, however, whatever you think of him now, honestly, the chinless freak he used to be.
Yeah.
You've really added a shape to your head that was needed with that beard.
Beards have done a lot of work for ugly people.
They're
the
push-up bra for men.
That's really funny.
Now, all you need is a push-up bra.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if, when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and him, a big fat cunt.
Why did you say that like you were at the beginning of like an academic journal?
I was just trying to confuse people who've clicked on this by accident. You know,
really?
And just going, oh, this seems like a lovely thing. And then I'm like, big fat cunt, let's go.
Oh, right. You were waiting for people to go, oh, I'm ready to learn. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I already knew this.
Yeah. I have eyes.
What could they have possibly been looking for to click on us, do you think?
Well, like, I don't know, just dead men, maybe. You know, maybe they're just into that.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you know, welcome Savile fans.
I recorded some content on Thursday.
Yeah, new Badly Drawn Boy album.
I don't know what that means.
You look like Badly Drawn Boy today with your big hat.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is Badly Drawn Boy... I mean, I feel... Get him up. Get up a picture.
Yeah.
I don't listen to enough.
Clues in the name.
Yeah. Well, it's not really, because he's not a cartoon.
Yeah.
He's a Mancunian singer. Badly Drawn Boy. Oh. Fucking hell. It's there, it's still found... All right. No, it hasn't. There we go. Here he is. Yep. Yeah. What were you expecting?
I mean, I've been...
Were you expecting a male model?
Oh, God, he is a tramp, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking what.
Same look, though, innit?
No, he's got long hair.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry, you're right, mate. I take it all back. I forgot about his long hair. Fucking hell. What a technicality to try and weasel out of that on. He's also got musical talent that you don't have.
Has he?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
He's won a lot of awards. Did he win the Mercury Prize? He won something good.
What sort of songs does he sing? Well, sing one now. Go.
You know...
It's like indie, but
I didn't ask for genres. I could have told you that he was indie by looking at the cunt. I wasn't going to go hardcore drill, was I? You fucking idiots.
I would like to see that, though, Badly Drawn by Drill track.
Have you fed the fish?
Badly drill boy.
Yeah. Rapping about living in Didsbury. he lives very close to Will Hutchby, the video producer at Have a Word.
Yeah, all this is bollocks. Name a song from him.
Have you fed the fish?
That's what it is. Have you fed the fish?
Have you fed the fish?
Yeah.
You're talking about
it. There was another one, Let the Dog Out.
Who let the dog out?
Yeah, who let the dogs out? He did that. There's the other one. Ask the cat out of shit.
Did he black up for who let the dogs out?
Put a cloth over that cage. That bird's doing me fucking head in. That's another one.
Yeah. The hamster's in its bowl. You'll need to take it out by lunch. Yeah. Love, Mum.
Get a rat for the lizard.
Can rabbits eat chocolate?
Who fucked the guinea pig?
Can rabbits eat chocolate, do you think?
I don't know, mate. I don't care.
I had a couple of his albums.
If Tom owns a couple of your albums, it generally means you're pretty shit. Yeah,
oh, what was the first album you bought, Tom?
With my own money.
Yeah. All right, with someone else's money.
What was the first one you shoplifted?
The first one I bought, that I went to the shop to buy, was Stereophonics, Just Enough Education to Perform.
Yeah.
Good album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Album.
Yeah, you are the classic Stereophonics fan.
I can imagine him in his bedroom trying to give himself a gravelly voice.
Yeah.
San Francisco be best, Mr. Tonight.
Yeah.
I had to do that. But the first albums I got was on my birthday, and I got two albums, very different. Mm-hmm. What's the Story of Morning Glory? They're both cassettes.
Yeah.
What's the Story of Morning Glory by Oasis? Okay. Great album. And the other one, the Smurfs Christmas album.
How old were you?
Smurfing around the Christmas tree.
I think that might have genuinely been one of them.
Yeah, of course it was. Smurfing bells, you know.
I like even at that age, they knew you weren't going to grow up tall.
Yeah. They also got him a load of blue face paint and a little white hat.
And a job. Yeah.
And a mug to live in.
Yeah. They chased him all round all day dressed as a Jewish stereotype. How did they get away with Gargamel, by the
way? Google Gargamel, get Gargamel.
Gargamel's not okay.
Gargamel.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at him.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
He does look very Jewish.
Yeah. Look at him rubbing his hands together there.
Yeah, that is. That's
it's
like
fucked, isn't it?
It's like Nazi propaganda, isn't
it? Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Wowee.
Yeah.
Don't like that at all.
You're suggesting that he's Jewish. He might not be Jewish.
No, but he's a clear Jewish stereotype. Wow. It's clearly anti-Semitic.
Yeah,
I would say
the crows in Dumbo, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Like they're not coloured in black, but they are clearly black coded.
Yeah. Oh boy, I ain't seen your Dumbo nowhere, no hell. Yeah, they're really bad, man.
Really fucking
bad.
Anyway, first album I ever got, North and South. Do you remember them?
I do remember that. They had a CBBC show.
Yeah.
What about Green Air?
So I thought they were like punk. They were a boy band essentially, but they presented as punk. Right. So when I was like eight, I thought they were a punk band.
Oh, you thought this ginger boy with glasses was in a punk band?
Well, I thought they were when I was like eight. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, these are like cool.
You thought that was a punk band?
Yeah, when I was like eight. Yeah.
Okay. They were in leather.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's punk.
And they played guitars and like they were like the pre-busted.
Yeah.
Like, essentially.
Yeah. They had a whole like a CBC sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were singers as well. Like Cleopatra, they were like that as well.
Yeah. So like I was really into them when I was a little tiny child. But then like when I think the first album I bought with my own money might have been. I don't know actually. What was the first one I bought with my own money? It was like when I was quite a lot older. I was buying a lot of singles. The first singles I bought with my own money were Real Slim Shady and Forgot About Dre. I bought on the same weekend.
I can tell you.
And then I destroyed those CDs when I was a teenage mosher because I was like, rap music. I was like, that's the enemy. And then I got into rap metal and I got confused.
Yeah. I was well into Eminem when I was a teenager.
Yeah. It's a very teenage rapper.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're a teenage white boy, that's the rapper you get into.
He
doesn't like his mum either.
Yeah. But there are a lot of references that I didn't get that I pretended to get.
Yeah.
Vicodin. I don't know what that is.
I'm biking and hiking in with a Vicodin. Every Eminem bar.
My first album that I bought was Travis, the man who...
Oh, yeah, I had that as well. Ed Travis.
Of course you had Travis.
And then the second one was a Blur album.
Yeah, which one?
It was the one with four little faces on the cover.
That was the best of Blur.
That's the best of Blur.
There you go.
What's your favourite Blur album? I'd have to say Best of Blur.
And I have not bought one since.
Yeah, that's it. That's also your last album.
Never bought one since. Those are the two albums that I've ever... I've not listened to either of them all the way through either.
Yeah.
I had so many CDs, man. I'd buy an album or two a week. Yeah, that's all I spent money on.
I would go like buy stuff on release day and stuff. Like I remember like first Arctic Monkeys single I went and bought on the first day and it got to number one album, and I was like,
what was that? Was that Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor?
It was.
Yeah, the first single, yeah.
That was the first one they released. And yeah, like I got it on, like I bought it on vinyl as well. Like I used to buy like shitloads of stuff. I'd have my favourite album on vinyl and CD and stuff like that. I'd like just was fucking so obsessed.
It baffles me that most people are like you two.
I don't think most are like me. I'm an extreme end of music fan. Yeah. But I think most people are like Tom. Yeah, I think like Tom's very normal with music stuff. Like you really like it, but you're just not like, you know.
Yeah, but I don't wank over it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Whereas I tug myself silly.
Do you know what?
There's some bands that I like, I'm proper into, and sure. I've really liked, but I'm not like obsessive about music anymore. I used to be, I'm not as much anymore.
Went Manchester Punk Festival yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Did you? Oh,
were North and South playing?
They weren't, actually, no. They were last year, mate. Headlining last year.
I saw the comedy lineup for that.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. The gig was dreadful. There was 7 people in, 3 of them were Dead Men fans, so hello.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, they could have bought tickets to us in Manchester.
I know, that's what's got in. But I was doing it at like 2 p.m.
The most punk time to do comedy. Yeah. For the establishment.
Yeah, I did it at like 2 p.m. and I did a 10 spot in return for a free ticket. And I was just like, great. Like, that's all I wanted. Just there's a load of bands I wanted to go see. It was dead fun. Saw Discharge last night. It was fucking brilliant. Yeah. Shout out to Discharge.
So did I, but I wasn't at a gig.
Also, Wonk Unit, very good.
Wonk Unit.
And then there was some Japanese punk band that were class, but I can't remember.
I mean, it sounds like Wonk Unit.
Yeah. Don't Alfie Browners. That's what that's called from now on, by the way. That's the verb for it.
Oh, mate. I Googled yesterday because I was on Have a Word and I was talking about extremes of emotion. I was talking
which
about
you don't
how
have.
I don't have it. And we were also talking as well in the green room about how comedians died.
Gareth Riches. Fucking. Yeah.
What? Shout out.
Well, is I didn't know what you to, do? No, I was almost.
Shout out.
Shout out Gareth Richards.
All the way down in hell, shout out.
Big up the dead man.
I never knew him, so it's...
I gigged with him like twice. I didn't know him, but I knew...
There's
know
some people that I know through comedy that knew him, and, you know, it's clearly very sad for them. And I think as well, because I think he died in a car accident on the way back to the gig.
Yeah, so that makes it a bit different. Like, you know, like a lot of comedians die. We have a high attrition rate. We're like fucking ice road truckers or North Atlantic fishermen. But normally... Yeah. It's people who die of a heart attack in their early 60s or they've done too much cocaine or, you know, it's like...
Arguing about what adverts we should put on the podcast.
Yeah, something like that. They just murder each other over a minor disagreement. No, but like normally, it's like normally you sort of like, you know, it's less of a random shock out of nowhere that could happen to any of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's quite a high suicide rate as well.
Yeah, massively.
It's
comedy,
isn't it?
Yeah. Shock horror.
Can't do comedy if you're happy. That's stupid.
I mean, I'm pretty happy most of the time.
And you can't do comedy?
I popped that one up too easy.
Hi-yo!
You can't leave that one hanging.
Come see us on tour. he died. Some people feel really, sad and strong about it and stuff. And I think it's because it's this idea of it could be anyone. Do you know what I mean? Like everyone drives home at night and you're tired and stuff. And it could be anybody that gets into that accident. But we got into talking about how, like, I'm not an extremes of emotion person.
No. Any emotion.
What do you mean?
You barely have any emotion.
No, I do. I have
like 10% of the normal human's emotion.
And that's fine because I'm never 10% sad. Like I'm never more than 10% sad. So
yeah, there's something to be said for it. Like, you know, there is that. You know, you keep on a very level even keel.
Yeah, it's my base levels, isn't it?
Whereas
my base
I am like that. I'm like but up and down way more.
I Googled, is it normal to not feel extremes of emotion? And Google said that there's a high chance that I've been abused.
That would explain so much. If you got raped with a chocolate eclair when you were a child, I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. Yeah.
It's all about beans in his ass.
Yeah.
Caused two major issues.
You know, like victims of abuse often reclaim their abuse through fetishizing it. You know, like that's the thing. Maybe you've done that with nuggets.
So you're suggesting that I got raped by hash browns?
Yeah, someone kept putting hash browns up your bum.
I think
attached
you just
to a piece of string like anal beads. Like, bop, 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 bop.
I don't think it's that complicated. I think you just got raped in a McDonald's.
Just that getting fucked by the Hamburglar.
This isn't a very happy meal.
Yeah, like, yeah, there is.
To be honest with you,
do you think that might be possible?
If you had to pick one place to get raped as a child, I think McDonald's.
Oh, right.
I think when you're a kid, you would pick McDonald's.
I'd pick McDonald's now.
Yeah, you would now. Like, would you ruin your favourite place, though?
No, I get raped in the ball pit.
But now, as a grown-up...
You should get raped in the gym. You should get raped somewhere you're never going to go and encounter it again. If you get raped in Mackey's, you're getting triggered 8 times a week.
I get desensitized.
8 times a journey?
Yeah. It'd be like flooding therapy, I suppose, where you go...
I get desensitized to it.
Sure.
Whereas a gym, every time I went past a Carrefour or whatever, I'd be like, ugh.
You like that anyway, just at the thought of exercise.
No, I have nothing for gyms. I have I don't even see them. I don't register them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably like, I don't know.
Like how you feel about women.
No, I see them.
Unattractive women.
You can't objectify a gym. Ridiculous. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it said that I was probably abused.
Who do you reckon's the prime suspect?
Well, I don't think I have been abused.
You might have blind talent.
You don't think you have.
Yeah, no, but like people repress memories, isn't it? You know, sometimes the abuse is so traumatic that your brain can't process it and it sort of blanks it out.
Well, I went to a Catholic primary school.
Right, well, there we go.
You definitely abused then.
Yeah.
Like, why are we even having this fucking conversation? You got raped by a priest.
Father Austin.
There we go.
Yeah.
Austin?
Yeah.
Father Austin. He was Father Bustin.
Yeah, he used to come into church with two beer cans and push them together. Every time you heard some glass shatter, you'd be like, oh, the sermon's starting.
Right, turn to 3:16 in your Bible.
If you weren't singing your hymns loud enough, you'd go, what? What?
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Yeah. In Freddie's confessional booth, there was a glory hole.
Yeah, three Hail Marys.
Forgive me, Father, for I'm about to sin.
Why'd you say that so camp?
Because you're a sexy little kid.
Sexy little child.
I bet you gave him a little tit wank.
But it also... It also said that it's underlying issues as well. If you Google it, is it normal to not feel extremes of emotion?
Yeah, like, look, like, I definitely think you could be diagnosed with something. Like, 100%.
No, I'm normal.
No, you're not, because no one else is like you, so that's the very definition of not normal.
Also, you Googled, is it normal, and it said no.
It's not to feel extremes of emotion, not to feel emotions. Such a fucking idiot, isn't he?
But you don't really show emotion at all. Which bit were you looking at?
Emotional blunting, that's what it's called.
Yeah, which I actually think I have, to be honest.
You are a blunt instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you keep going down, it talks about being bummed up the arse and stuff.
Yeah. But alexithymia.
There you go.
Alexithymia.
One
in 10 people. So that's not normal, but it's not like freakish.
Yeah, it's 1 in 10. It's fine. Yeah, I'm not really...
Oh, this is a story about some cunt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just not really that guy that would, like...
Yeah, feels things.
Tear up at a wedding or something like that, or, like...
Have you ever cried tears of joy, ever?
Never in my life.
Yeah.
I couldn't... Not only have I never cried tears of joy, I couldn't imagine what it would be like to cry tears of
26 joy. 26 of May 1999, I cried about happiness.
It would be like... I was happy, but, like, you know.
I was there. I was at the game, and my stepdad and my mum were getting divorced at the time. I went with my stepdad, so it was, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
I feel emotional now. And, yeah, I was crying. I was crying happiness. Happy tears.
To cry happiness, for me, is as alien as if someone said, have you never shit out of joy?
Yeah.
Like, have you never been so happy that you've just spontaneously cracked yourself?
That's just when you double drop pills. That's what happens there.
I've farted through laughing. Is that the same?
Yeah, I just never...
I've jizzed through shame.
I've jizzed through shame as well. Yeah.
No, like, yeah, I've cried tears of joy
like a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah, many times. Yeah.
Madness.
I like, but again, I'm at the opposite end of the emotional spectrum where yeah. I'm a very emotional person. I run very hot and cold. I feel emotions very strongly. Like, yeah. I'm very different to you.
How
in that
do you
way.
Fucking put up with yourself?
Mate, it's a nightmare. It's exhausting.
Do you not just have to take yourself to one side and have a word with yourself?
Yeah, and I do, and I sort it out, and I handle it most of the time.
What am
like,
I doing here? I'm a grown man.
Nah, well, like, not when I'm
too grown, if anything.
Not when I'm like, not for like tears of joy. I don't talk myself down from experiencing joy.
If you won, here's the thing. If yeah. you won the Edinburgh Comedy Awards,
all right, that's not going to be the most joyful I could yeah. be.
Okay,
I would be
I'm not going to tears
cry,
of shock.
I'm not going to cry tears of joy because I got validation from the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
I think you would.
No, no,
I would, a little shill deep down.
I would be so happy to be like, fuck off. But that's not tears of joy. That's not that emotion. That's yeah. a different emotion. Like
yeah. I have a recurring sort of fantasy where I win it and cunt everyone off.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, I'd enjoy it like that, and I'd feel very satisfied.
I do it,
but I wouldn't try tears of joy because I won that.
I do it where I go on and everyone's expecting me to perform like a really moving speech.
No
like,
one is expecting you to do that.
No, because my Edinburgh show was so good. So everyone's like, he's clearly a very skilled orator.
Right.
So I go on.
He's
like
the
this.
Mark Twain of rape jokes.
I have nothing to declare but my victims.
That was Oscar Wilde.
Oh, okay. Oh, you fucking
you
idiot.
Fucking pleb.
You fucking
what a fucking dickhead.
Get your 18th century fucking
19th century. Oh, what a dickhead.
Idiot.
Fucking everyone's a literature pleb in here.
The thing is, I have no idea if you're 18th or 19th. I still don't even know what Oscar Wilde
was
right.
20th century anyway, so
yeah. Oh, you idiot. Yeah, I don't know.
I was the one who corrected it.
Welcome to the
I wonder if those people that were watching this by accident are still watching.
Yeah.
I have this recurring fantasy where I accept the Edinburgh Comedy Award and everyone around is looking at me adoringly, expects me to say something profound, and I drop my pants and I do a fat shit on the stage.
A really fat shit.
And I just boot it into the crowd. I just boot
just
it.
Just doing an Irish jig.
Shower the audience with flecks of shit. And then I leave. And then because they're all wankers, they'll go, oh, well, what he was doing there was actually subversive. It was a piece about how art can be seen in many different spheres. It was very clever.
Well, I must have I must have told you how someone did that at my uni. They dropped a shit on the floor of the club night.
No.
Have I not told you this story? All right, so like when I went to an art college in London and like...
Oh, I think I have heard this story because the word art college triggered
me. I'm sure I have anyway, if I'm not...
You went to Goldsmiths.
I went to Goldsmiths.
Shark college, more like.
Yeah, wait. Someone, they must have brought it in a bag because like they snuck a shit onto the dance floor at the big club night in the union and like it got danced everywhere before anyone noticed. Then everyone started freaking out. Everyone had to evacuate the building and Princess Beatrice was there because she was at my uni with her security and she ran out with her poo all around the legs. And I was out having a fag out the front when the poo incident happened. So I just saw people streaming out crying, covered in shit. And I was fucking howling, laughing. A princess all covered in turds. It's like they'd found my Google searches.
I would have, honestly, I'd give maybe £1,000 for the opportunity to have been there and call her Princess Poutress.
Princess Poutress.
Princess Poutress.
It's mad how you've not won the Edinburgh Award yet.
I have nothing much to declare but Princess Poutress.
For fuck's sake.
Have I told you about my poo story about festival with the car? I probably have told you. So basically...
Oh, also, you texted us the other night saying there's a story we need to remember.
Can't say that. I was too drunk.
Okay.
He was very drunk.
Very drunk. We were getting some drunk messages in the group chat the other night. Yeah. I've had an idea.
Here's my idea for the new special. Yeah. What about if we pay a man to rape a dog?
It was borderline that. Me and Freddie both sober just being like, we'll maybe discuss this tomorrow, shall we?
Yeah. Sounds more like raping a dog could be a regular feature on this.
Yeah. Tom's raping a dog. Oh, isn't that rapey?
Worf.
Anyway, my festival story. Yeah. So, a few years ago, I went to the V Festival.
Yeah, you're such a V Festival cunt.
Well, my mate.
You're the most basic bitch.
Well, my mate.
Right, V Festival is like the festival for people who don't like festivals, right?
No, it's good.
It's the festival for people who watch E4 Like, it's the most middle of the road, mainstream pop music bollocks festival. The lineups are dog shit. Like, if you want to go see the Sugar Babes, 2000s. If you want to go see the Sugar Babes and wave a Bacardi Breezer around, that's the festival you go
that
to.
That sounds magnificent.
I disagree. There is some good lineups sometimes. Right,
Google,
Oasis, Kaseya,
Google V Festival lineups. Right, is it still on?
No, it's finished now. Friend of the show, Jack, used to run it.
Yeah, fuck you, Jack.
Yeah, fuck you,
friend of the show, Jack, and person that's doing our tour used to run the V Festival that you've just
slagged off. Yeah, it doesn't run anymore. I've just slagged it off massively.
Right, okay. That's it's good. The most basic bitch, Jack, if you're listening, the most basic bitch festival.
There you go.
I'm just saying
you're not helping yourself with any of these.
There was a good one.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber headlining.
Yeah,
with
that
Rihanna.
Was a shit one. It did go shit. It actually went shit when Jack started working.
Ollie Murr's the third highest on the bill there.
Kasabian and
Ellie
Sam
Goulding.
Good one. Muse. The Verve's, they were funny. It's because Leon.
Muse shit. I fucking hate Muse. That's a slightly more respectable lineup, to be fair.
Prodigy.
But I love Prodigy, obviously. You know.
Were they at the Manchester Punk Festival?
No, they're not a punk band.
Yeah. Are they not?
And one of them's dead.
Yeah.
Keith Flint's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he the main guy?
The one that you know, the one with the green hair.
They're not punk. Firestarter. That's
no, they're electronica. They're like breakbeat.
Oh, I
like
thought tech. Punk was just shouting and
they've got
being
a very
angry.
They've got a punk attitude. They're certainly punk adjacent. Like Keith Flint is a punk guy. You know, like punk as an attitude, but as a musical style, no.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all like electronic breakbeat, like jungly rhythms. They're definitely they've got a punk influence, but they're not punk.
I thought punk was Daft Haircut, a leather jacket with spikes on it. And,
that's like punk fashion. But like punk music is like, you know, like loud, fast guitars, fast like drums. You know?
Yeah. Oh. God Save the Queen. Not
that's
the
very old punk, but
not
yeah.
The anthem.
You know, and it's a wide genre and like look, like they would certainly like punks would enjoy Prodigy. You'd get punks going to their show, but they're not a punk band,
right? Okay.
They're dance music,
and that's why they didn't headline Manchester Punk Festival this year.
And also, one of them's dead.
It's a much smaller festival than that. It's like you know,
and one of them
Discharge
well,
headlined one of the stages. You know,
yeah. I've never heard Discharge.
Neither have I till yesterday. They were fucking sick.
Were they?
Yeah, really loved them. They were great. Yeah.
Okay, what were we talking about here?
I was at the V Festival.
Yeah. Being a basic bitch.
Being a basic bitch. Well, this album was a basic...
Orange Reef.
This album was a basic bitch I was.
Juicy written on his arse. his Ugg boots
he
were...
pulled up in his Range Rover. Well... Got out in his crushed velvet fucking tracksuit.
It's not far off. So because, friend of the show, Jack,
what Dealey Boppers were you wearing?
We used to get VIP tickets, right? Uh-huh. And we'd all stay in vans because the VIP car park was next to the thing. Yeah, so we'd all stay in vans. Apart from one of my mates who was in a car. And someone, not one of our group, a human, was going around shitting around the car park just near our vans and stuff. So there was a human shitter. We didn't know who it was.
Yeah. Are you sure it was one shitter?
Well, there was a lot of human shit around our vans.
Was it so consistent?
Well, it was consistently brown.
Yeah, what do you mean it was consistent? Well, do you mean the consistency? Or
I
like,
was saying, are they similar shits?
Oh, right. I thought you meant did they always appear at 11, 2?
Well, there's also that. Yeah, yeah. Is there a pattern to this? Do you have a chalkboard with pins? I'm just trying to Columbo
this. Imagine if he shat and you put them all together and it was an arrow pointing straight to your van.
Yeah. See, there's just one more thing. These shits. Sweet corn?
Yeah. Notice you were eating tuna sweet corn sandwiches.
My wife, she's a big fan of the sweet corn. Me, not so much.
So anyway, me and my mate had this chocolate bar that melted in our van, right? And so it was a Snickers bar. And it melted, and it looked a bit like a shit.
Yeah, the most turdy looking of the chocolate bars, I would say.
So what I did was I put some water on it, and I really made it look like a shit. Like, it was identical to a shit, right? I put it on my mate's bonnet, and then I put two footprints either side.
Nice.
And then a little bit of tissue with some chocolate on it next to it, right? Yeah. And I was so excited for everyone to come back and see it because it was a little joke. Ha, 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 ha. But it was like 4 hours before the end of the festival when we'd go back.
Very funny as well, though.
It was very funny. Yeah, yeah. Well, I waited for ages and ages and ages. Me and my mate were there, and like, we're giggling. I can't wait for everyone to come back. And they finally came back. And then I was like, oh my God, look at your car. He's like, oh my God, someone's shit. Everyone's fucking losing their mind. And so I said to my mate, Danny, how much would you give him for that? And he went, £20. And they all fucking freaked out. Well, they had to come clean straight away because otherwise would have thought, yeah, human shit.
Yeah, you'd be the turd muncher forever. Yeah, like, yeah, that joke really backfires on you pretty quick, doesn't it? They're just like, oh, little turd muncher Tom. Yeah.
Also, 20 quid.
To eat a poo, you've got to go higher than that. You really should have haggled up off 20 quid.
But I knew it was going to come clean and it was chocolate. So.
I know, but like, you could have got 100 quid out of a whip round. Yeah. Easy.
I'm
to
not
going to
take
turd.
I didn't really take the money.
I know, but you still, at least, you should have just for selling the effect.
Rob, yeah. How much?
To eat a turd.
Eat a human poo.
Is it your turd?
Does that put a premium on it?
Massive premium.
Why?
Because firstly, I'm doing it by weight. So if I've got to eat half a metric ton of your shite, I'm with not, bits of half-digested hash
treating,
browns poking
why
out.
Why are you treating poo like pick and mix?
Like, just fucking shit and mix. Right.
Assume that it is a... my shit is the same weight. As...
It's not going to be the same consistency, though. And I know it's yours. So there is a massive premium on it being yours.
Also, doing it with someone that you see a lot is like, there's a premium just for that.
Yeah. Okay, so how much do we eat a random shit? So we're talking...
How much of the shit am I eating?
A full egg cup.
Like, to the brim of the egg cup, or poke it out like an egg?
No. We've levelled it off.
Can I have soldiers with it?
Yes, right. Absolutely. Poo and soldiers.
Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. It's gonna have to be a lot.
How much? Bear in mind, before this podcast, you were talking about how much money you wanted to make off the podcast.
Uh-huh. It depends. Right, is this a secret shame or do people know?
How much do we eat on the podcast?
On the podcast is, again, a lot more. Yeah. To have video footage of me going full naked Martin, it's like, my rate's going to be higher than Martin's. He's broken it down.
2,500 patrons?
No.
No.
2,500 pounds?
No.
Really?
No.
5,000?
No.
10?
That's going to stay on the internet forever.
10K. Yeah. 10K.
I just don't think I can't have it filmed. I don't think I can.
100 grand? A house.
100 grand, you've got to. Come on.
Yeah, you have to. You
like, 100 grand, it's so... That's, you know, I've never had 100 grand. I've got to do that. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Look, like, you know, there is a price, but we've got to...
50 grand?
10 grand.
10 grand's too low still for it to be on the internet forever.
15?
No, we're
going to... 30.
We're getting more in the area.
30, house deposit 30, isn't it?
It's quite,
finally.
Full leg cup. It's so
and
bad.
Soldiers, don't forget.
But you could do that within a minute if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's a minute of pain.
It's not a minute of pain. It's a your day is ruined.
My day is ruined. But like, I think my tactic is swill it into a glass of water and just fucking down it.
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
You've got to eat out of the egg cup.
It's an egg cup.
Little
shit.
Spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it like a Jaeger bomb.
No.
I'm dropping the egg cup into
you've got to do
water.
It with a teaspoon, like
No. It's an egg cup of shit. Uh-huh. And it has to, that's how it has to be eaten. Uh-huh. It can't be diluted.
Why is it only me who's bartering for this, by the way? How much are you?
Whatever Rob is, £1 more.
You're not worth more than me. How dare you?
Yeah, but that just means that you're going to do it because you're the one going for the cheapest option.
How about you? You can deep fry it.
Right, okay, so here's the thing.
The thing that makes it hard is having to eat bites of it. If I can just swallow it, makes it easier.
Yeah, but you can just... Like
I don't think I can. After the first nom, there's going to be a bit of...
Yeah, it's like a cookie monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and like shit is like the worst thing.
So what I would say is it has to be coming out of an egg cup straight into your mouth because otherwise, if you can dilute it in water, I can put it in a smoothie. And I can...
No, you've got to put it in a milkshake.
Yeah, you'd be put off by the fruit if it was in a smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, it's the banana in this shit. If the healthiest thing he's ever eaten.
Yeah, if it was someone who's healthy as shit, there's a lot of nutrients in there that you're not getting.
It'd be the vitamin C he'd have problems with.
I'd definitely do it for 20K.
Yeah.
20K?
Yeah.
I reckon we could raise 20K, you know.
Fine, I'll do it.
Can we put up a GoFundMe? Because I'm not doing it for 20, so like Freddie's the low bidder, I think.
If we Freddie's got 20K from GoFundMe, well, GoFundMe is a charity thing, isn't it? So
all right, but whatever the crowdfunder is that we can do.
Oh, I'd be absolutely furious if I ate an egg cup of shit for 20 grand and it went for charity. I'd be so fucking
send it to
mad.
Poonicef.
You're so proud of yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, it's quick that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Kudos.
It was genuinely, I thought, right, what Jerry's going to do? That was the first one I thought, bingo, got it.
It's not bad, to be fair. I can't think of a better
No,
one.
I can't either. Yeah. Poonisaf.
Yeah. Stand up to wipe your ass?
No, just stop now. Just stop now. That was really bad. Yeah. That was really, really bad.
Can I say Poonisaf again?
No. Doesn't bear repeating.
Do you know who Poonisaf's ambassador is? Princess Poochris.
It's just not a thing.
Carlos
it's just
not Puyol. Even a thing.
Puyol. Carlos yeah, it's got poo in it.
Christian Pulisic?
Yeah, also has poo in it.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, Putin, yeah.
Pootapan.
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 Poutros, Poutros, Gali. Right, I don't know why I'm joining in. I want this to stop.
Yeah, 20 grand I'd eat.
What if I only ate beans then shat that out? It'd be quite healthy shit.
Are you saying 20 grand for the random shit now, or are you saying 20 grand for Rob's shit?
No, random. Rob's would be five times as much.
Five times as much?
Yeah,
you wouldn't do it for 90 grand?
No, I don't think I would.
I feel like if I ate one of your shits, I'd just have to leave the podcast.
Yeah.
We couldn't
I wouldn't
carry
be able to look you in the eye anymore.
No, we couldn't. The microcosm of respect that we have.
So would you eat my shit for 100 grand?
I literally don't think there's a price to eat your shit.
Really?
No, I just can't have you having that over me.
Oh, okay.
I just can't.
Would you eat for £1 million? You'd be a millionaire.
For a million, I'd do it, but I'd have to quit the pod. We're never doing this again.
Well, I am. You could just go back to Australia.
Right. Well, I'm not selling my stake in it, so you're still making me money. So I'm going to take that million. I'm going to fuck off. You'll never see me again. I'll just buy a house in the woods, and that's me done.
Here's a question. How much to suck it out of my arse? So
why are you so kinky about
how
this?
How much more?
When you say suck it out, do you mean like, so you don't even have to strain?
No, so we got, yeah. He's that lazy.
Hoover it out.
He wants me to human centipede it out of him.
I nearly got it. Yeah, you're trying
I'm
to hold it in.
No, I'm thinking,
I'm
ass.
Thinking like, you know how like you siphon petrol?
Yeah. I don't value money as that much. I just want money so I don't have to think about money. If I've done that, I don't think I'm going to be able to enjoy my Ferrari.
But I want to know.
If every time I get in it, I go.
I want to know.
Every time I'm putting fuel in it, it just reminds me.
I want to know how much more it is for you to get it direct from the source.
Oh, like quite a lot more for me to peel apart your wobbly ass cheeks. I've got to move that fucking asymmetrical squiggle of an ass crack you've got.
Right, here's a question. Yeah.
Move those fucking bin bags full of cottage cheese you call ass cheeks.
Why does your bummer look like hieroglyphics? Yeah.
Right.
I'll have to prop it up like an old mine shaft.
Here's a question. You got to eat one of his shits.
Yeah.
Once.
Right.
Or snog his arsehole for 10 minutes. But you don't have to eat any shit.
Like, is suicide an option? Because genuinely, I would rather kill myself than do either of those.
Nope.
Snog his ass.
For 10 minutes.
With tongue.
Am I allowed to do it
rim
in
me,
a shower?
Basically just rim me. 10 minutes.
Just rim for 10 minutes. Why is this only on me? How much to rim me?
Well, sorry.
How much? Which would you rather do of mine?
What? Eat one of your ships to rim you?
Yeah. Bear in mind, I've just got my first pile, so enjoy that. It's going to be like a licking braille.
Make me feel better.
Probably.
A little bit of texture to work with.
I'd probably eat your shit. Because if I'm rimming you, I'm probably eating your shit anyway. And then
I am going to push.
And then rimming is 10 minutes.
Yeah. And also,
I'm not going to take 10 minutes to eat a shit unless I'm really saving it.
No, I would definitely eat the shit, because the problem is if you're rimming me, firstly I am going to try and shit myself while you're doing it, and secondly I'm going to make little really gentle moans.
Go on then,
just little.
I'm quite deaf, so they need to be louder.
I really will. Don't worry. I'm going to reach around and just stroke the back of your head while you're doing it as well.
Really?
Then I'm going to get you to suck my earlobe, you dirty little bitch.
I'm going to call out the first names of your family members.
Uh-huh. Well, you're not going to be able to. You're going to have your mouth full.
You are?
You're going to have your mouth
full. No, while you're rimming me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll stop at two.
Yeah. It's only going to be direct family members.
Sister and mum, and then I'll stop.
Yeah.
There's got to be some dirty bastard who's wanking to that conversation now.
Oh, 100%. Like the freaks.
And if you are...
They're doing it!
If you are, I hope you're a Patreon.
Yeah. Send us a video of you jizzing with that recording in the background. Why not? Send us a tribute.
Oh, like when Nicky Martin did with you.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe that could be our next competition.
Yeah, to be fair, Naked Martin did shit on a photo of you and then lick it a little bit, so you know.
Yeah.
Naked Martin's listening to this conversation, like, what are these boys on about? Amateurs. Amateur hour.
Hey, it's Big Crazy Bob telling you about our content emporium. We're slashing prices on content. £3 a month. Get all the dark content jokes you want at patreon.com/deadmantalkpod. Oh boy, there's some offensive shit in there. Get on it for £3 a fucking month, you fucking cunts.
And when is it you're fighting Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania?
This weekend.
If you'd like to get more from us, check us out on patreon.com/deadmantalkpod for £3 a month. Here's a little sample of the sort of hilarious bullshit you've been missing out on.
Someone has sent us this book. It's Jim Davidson, No Further Action. The phone rang. It was another copper. Hello, I'm DC Danny Roots, and I'm coming to get you. Where shall we
DC
meet?
DC Danny Roots sounds like a porn name for a policeman. Yeah.
Hello, I'm DC Danny Root. Imagine if he just a little sprout from his head, a wiry beard like that. Like a Poddington pea.
Down at the bottom of the garden.
Hello, I'm DC.
Poddington Beedos.
One of them's playing a double bass at the bottom of the garden. Or someone else is just like...
Hello. Poddington Pedos has to be merch, doesn't it? Yeah.
Down at the bottom of the garden, you'll learn the birds and the bees.
If it's...
There lives a lot of little children and the Poddington Peds.
If it's us three as Poddington Peds...
I mean, you're already pea-shaped.
I'm pea-sized.
And I'm a pedo. So...
Sounds like a sketch group. I'm pea-shaped, I'm pea-sized, and I'm pea-defiled.
And I fuck children.
Up the arse with my massive, huge, veiny cock. With the Paddington Peds.
The Paddington Peds.
This is going on the internet.
Anyway, I filmed some content on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Who were you rimming?
Talks about that.
Yeah. He was on another word, he was ribbing row. Yeah. His bum cheek sort of squints. He's like, got a little wonky bum hole.
I was filming some content where I was going around Liverpool Town Centre.
Yeah.
And I was asking people.
Begging for money.
I was asking for people to roast me. And if
a chicken.
If they
excuse me, could you cook me this? I'm very hungry.
And if they roasted me and if it made me laugh, then I was gonna give them £20.
We should film another bit of content where we go, make Freddie feel an emotion. Any emotion, and you'll win a grand.
Yeah.
Make Freddie feel proper sad or happy.
No, well, it's not possible.
Well, it is. People just need to get a box of hash browns out. They just don't realise the cheat code.
Someone gave me hash browns at the Dead Men.
They gave me a MAGA hat and they gave you a bag of hash browns. What does that say about us?
They gave me some crisps.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest
people
with
always
you,
give you really nice presents.
People always give me crisps, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. They know what to get you.
But at least your hat was usable. These hash browns...
What do you mean usable? When am I... I was already wearing a T-shirt with Hitler doing a skateboard trick. Sorry for the spoiler. And then wearing a MAGA hat as well.
Well, it's usable as a hat.
It is usable as a hat. What do you mean? When do I... I've got hats.
Yeah, no. And now you have another hat.
Yeah, but a really bad one.
So, you've got a hat.
It's got connotations. It's a conversation starter for all the wrong reasons.
That will get you a lot of friends in certain states.
Not friends I want.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather have them than Democrats.
Okay.
I'd rather have like... I bet they do better barbecues.
Yeah, but you know, I like black people and gays, so you know.
Yeah.
You make it a choice.
We should have some on.
We should, yeah. We should.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was going around town asking people to roast me. If it made me laugh, they could have £20. Yeah. Just little Instagram content, right? And the standard of roasts were abysmal.
You don't say, from average Scousers. Hey, lad, you're wearing white socks, you scruff. Ah, your bin's blue. Ah, so wool.
One bloke looked at me, and he was a bit thick, bless him. And he looked at me, and I went, have you got one? And he went, just give me a sec, lad, let me think. And I went, yeah, okay, just, you know. And he was like, he was right, yeah, I've got one. And I went, right, okay, you ready? He goes, yeah. He goes, you look like me brother. And I went, I don't know who your brother is. And he went, and that was the end of that.
But to be fair, that made me laugh.
To be fair, though, that's more of a roast of his brother, isn't it? Yeah. Like, when his brother sees that content, he's going to be like, oh, for fuck's sake. It's going to be like when I said badly drawn boy at the beginning. He's going to be Googling, who's this Freddie Quinn? And he's going to go, fucking hell.
We were looking around. We were going around town, right? And I worked out that we needed to give away the £20 because you need to have, like, a resolution to the video. Do you know what I mean? It needs to finish. I need to give it away to somebody. Trying to give £20 to a coherent person in Liverpool town centre on a bank holiday fucking... start of a bank holiday weekend, impossible, yeah. Right? I found one guy, finally, and he was like this older gay guy that was like...
Over, there you go.
Over, he was over how gay he was. He was like, you know, like camp old gay, right? Yeah. And he looked me up and down and he just went, you look like a cartoon walrus.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
You look like a cartoon walrus.
Yeah.
You fucking bastard.
Yeah.
So he won £20.
Yeah, the old guys are the best. You know, like, old guys are some of my favourite people. Like, they've been through some shit. They're battle hardened. They don't give a fuck, and they're a laugh.
I got to roast people back as well. Yeah. There's this one guy.
So basically, he was a schoolyard bully thing. Go on, hit me. You can hit me first, then I'll hit you back, right? And you fucking professional comedian doing roast shows all the time. You can do one to me. I look like your brother, do you? Yeah? Well, your brother can fucking burn in hell because he's got AIDS because he's a little fucking queer.
I said to one guy, I said, you look like Michael Jordan if The Last Dance was called The Last Chromosome. he honestly looks so much like a slightly downed Michael Jordan.
I want to see a picture of this clearly black guy that you've just thought looks like another black guy. I think this one needs to go to VAR. I think this is going to be some guy who looks like Martin Lawrence, looks nothing like Michael Jordan. You've gone... I know who he looks like. The next one, he's just like, this guy looks like Jackie Chan.
All right, Squid Games. Yeah.
When's it out, this piece of roasting content? For
it'll be out a couple of weeks on my Instagram. Right.
So maybe out now.
Yeah, maybe. Just check.
Speaking of, it's not a special drop, mate. He's just putting some shit on his Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what has been dropped when people listen to this.
Yeah.
Is the new special.
All right. If it's not been sued into oblivion by this point.
Yeah. If you want to know what we're talking about, you should watch because.
Yeah. Do you think they will sue us?
I think they'll send us another angry letter.
Yeah.
Email.
So we are goading them quite a lot now.
Yeah.
I don't think they will sue us. Nah. I think that if they were asked about it, then they would have rung us and they would have probably tried to get it put to bed more than 2 days before the actual show.
Maybe they only just found out about it.
Yeah. Then I think
and maybe they've not got our phone numbers.
They've got mine.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably going to be a lot more annoyed now we're really, really taking the piss out of it. But there's fuck all they can do. It's a parody, suck our dick.
Yeah. No one turned up to our show going, God, I hope Greg Davis is here.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, how many porn stars have they had on Taskmaster or whatever it's called?
Yeah, zero.
It's certainly...
I don't know, has Joel Dommett been on it? He got caught wanking on the internet.
I don't think he got caught wanking on the internet. He got revenge porned, Joel Dommett. That's revenge, not getting caught wanking, yeah.
Hey, see?
But luckily for Joel, he's very fit and he's got a big old dick. So it's like, you know, the best way to get revenge porned
You've not got that... share it, whatever you do.
If I had Joel Dommett's knob, from what I've heard, I've not watched the video, but I'd be delighted. No, we're not getting revenge porn up.
Well,
it's literally illegal.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it was much revenge, does it?
No, I know, but I still don't know whether Joel was, like, delighted as much as we joke, you know.
It came out when he was in the jungle as well.
Yeah. But, you know, if I was Joel, I'd be like, oh, well, big old knob. It's still embarrassing, though, isn't it? Getting, like, having loads of people watch you wanking.
No.
Your mum saw it.
Yeah.
No. I mean...
It'd be embarrassing if there was a video of you wanking.
This is why I have a sticker over my webcam.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anyone to see.
Right.
Not because I'm embarrassed about the size. It's how I do it.
Yeah.
I pet it like a little dog.
Uh-huh.
And I go, shh, shh, shh.
Just feeds it.
I go, shh, 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 shh.
Puts treats down the end.
and then eventually my dick...
Shoots a little Haribo gummy bear out. I bet you even come lazily. I bet it just sort of dribbles out the top like... Bleh.
Oh, yeah. I come like someone coughing up phlegm.
Yellow and lumpy.
You know, like an old smoker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like when a smoker wakes up in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
Smoking's horrible. Everyone stop smoking.
It is fucking minging. I used to do that for years, especially in winter. I'd just wake up and the first like 5-10 minutes of my day was just hacking up shit into the fucking sink.
It is amazing, isn't it, that so many people still continue to smoke. And so, like, it's so popular for so long, given exactly how destructively awful it is. Like, it's just amazing.
But it also is nice, so...
But it's not
even that nice, is it?
It is once you're in, right?
Once you push past
the initial stage, it's fucking lovely. When you're a smoker, smoking is fucking ace. But it makes your life loads worse. Like, I would, like going on a long journey was so much harder when I was a smoker because I'd get nicotine crashes. So I'd be on a flight, and after, like, 2 hours, all I could think was, I need a fucking fag, and I'd get so furious.
Yeah.
The rage that it causes not having nicotine is
also
horrible.
As well, the way that you use fags, or the way that I used to use them to break up my day, if you were getting a train, I'd drive to fucking the train station, park up, have a fag.
Yeah.
And then I'd go inside, buy my tickets, wait, and then have a fag.
Yeah.
And then I'd go and get the train, and then I'd get out the train station and I'd have it. And you've had 5 cigarettes just for completing a journey.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd be driving to gigs and I'd roll a fag for every half hour of the journey, you know? Like, it was, I'd measure them out. I fucking loved it at the time, but then, like, I thought I'd miss it more than I do, and I just don't actually now.
I really missed it to begin with.
Yeah.
Nights out, I missed it.
It's when you're drinking. And stopping drinking really, like, stopped me craving them ever. Because, like, when you're sober, and, like, every now and again, like, you know, I'd be like, oh, go on, giz a bit, and then I'd be like, ah, fuck.
Do you not crave booze?
Nah, I don't, actually. Like, I occasionally, I crave, like, a pint of Guinness sometimes, but Guinness Zero's out there now, and it's dead nice.
Drink Guinness Zero?
It's really nice, actually. It's one of the very few alcoholic drinks I crave. Sometimes there'll be things like, I'll be in a beer garden on a sunny day, and I'd like that cold pint. You know, there's that.
Yeah, there's a refreshingness to it.
Yeah, and, like, but I don't crave drinking. I don't crave being drunk at all. Like, I'm more scared of it now than I am, like, excited by it.
I craved alcohol yesterday.
Yeah, but, like, you know, I was just that's a different thing, mate. You're still in the throes of it.
I fucking love booze. I'm never going to quit. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
I love getting pissed. I love how it tastes. And I actually secretly love hangovers.
I don't mind hangovers. I think people are pussies about hangovers.
No, I mean...
A hangover can make your day better.
What?
A hangover can make your day better. Because if you're with the right people...
If you wake up at a party and everyone's there and you're all laughing about the night before, the day after Dan Nightingale's wedding was one of the funniest days of my entire life. You know, like, all of us just meeting up and swapping the stories of the night before. I get you on that, but you know...
tell the story of you pissing me off?
Yeah. Like, you know, as per usual. Freddie got in the way of my wine. That's what happened.
That's not what happened.
His big tit got in the way of my wine.
I was dressed sharply, as always. And I had a full glass of Merlot.
Yeah.
And
being a pretentious cunt.
This stupid cunt fucking backed his big fat gangly arse into me. And sort
you
of
are
slut,
well known for your fat
slut,
ass.
Slut drop hopped his way into me and spilt my wine all over me. Yeah.
Sorry for being fun at a wedding.
And he went, oops, and then just left like a big gangly menace.
Yeah.
And then he raped a kid.
Yeah.
And then he raped another one.
Right.
Spilt wine on them as well.
Yeah. Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
That I raped a series of children.
Yeah.
Okay. Why were you annoyed about that? You normally love it when I do that.
Because you cut in line.
You didn't invite him.
You cut in line,
you
mate.
A share.
There's a queuing system.
Number 96.
Rape deli counter.
That's what Dad had at his wedding.
Hey, look,
a rape
right.
raffle.
It's what he wanted. It was his wedding, you know.
I hate weddings.
Yeah, I
with
do
a
in
passion.
General.
I hate weddings.
I've been invited to someone's wedding. I shouldn't really mention this, but I'm
because it's mine.
I'm off with you. Yeah. Oh shit! Yeah, I don't want to go to that either.
Yeah.
I've been invited to a friend's wedding in June, and it's somebody who I like as a person as much as I can.
Sure.
I've been, you know, I've been friends with him since 4 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't hang out much anymore because sure. he's got kids and family and shit, and I've got.
But it's still someone whose wedding you would definitely go to.
He's yeah. invited me and I don't really want to go.
Yeah, you kind of have to though.
No, but I don't. Do I?
Well, in order to maintain the bonds of any sort of friendship you do.
Do I?
And if you want people to come to your shit when you have like, when you have big life events you want to celebrate, it's good to go to other people's, isn't it?
I'm not arsed. Yeah. I'm not arsed if people go to
yeah.
my...
Like most weddings are fucking boring. And like there's loads of bits of weddings I hate. I think the bit I hate most is the bit after you first get there and there might be like a first thing you've got to do. And then that like, or even after the ceremony, there'll be about 3 hours of like nothing. And you just like stood around. And like usually you don't know that many people there because it's all like the family of like, you know, just a guy you know. And then you just stood around for ages doing now.
I think the difference is that weddings are good when you're close to the people that get married.
No.
When you're not as close, they're not as good.
When it's your friendship group and there's loads of your mates.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Sam Gore's wedding was a right laugh, actually. I had a really good time.
Yeah,
Sam
know
Gore's. Nightingales was incredible. You know, like, they can be great.
Best wedding I've ever been to, it's actually the only one I've ever enjoyed, was Paul Smith's.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Did you go to Paul?
I didn't.
Paul
it was
and
down in Cornwall, wasn't it?
Paul and Laurie. It was Ilfracombe, yeah. Right? And the reason that it was good, partly it was because they got married and it was like this fucking, it was like on a cliff face. It was like overlooking the sea and it was a nice day. But the best reason that it was great is because there was about 70 people.
Yeah.
There wasn't 350 people in a fucking sports hall or some shit like that. It was literally just like, it's these people, and then we eat, and then we get pissed, and then that's it. And also, they got married on the fucking, the terracy bit, overlooking the bit, and then the party was upstairs. There was no fannying about, driving over here, going up there. And Loz, who you'd think might be like a bridezilla, you'd think she'd have that in her. Chill as fuck.
Yeah.
Just, and I think a lot of it depends on the tone the bride sets.
That's what my wedding's going to be like. Because it's abroad, so there's not loads of people going. There's like 70 people going, and it's all in one thing, so, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's not the bit you're invited to. You're invited to, like, the rubbishy one.
Yeah, we get the shit bit.
Which?
The UK one.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, me and Mrs. have talked about this, because, like, she's not, like, super arsed about getting married. Like, you know, like, we'll do it at some point, but she's not, like, you know, someone who's planned her wedding since she was a little kid, you know, whatever. And, like, we are determined to have a wedding that isn't boring and get rid of all the bits that normally suck at weddings.
Let me plan it.
No. I wouldn't just trust you to plan anything.
Instead of exchanging the rings, this part, Rob is going to suck a shit out of Freddie's ass.
But no, like, we're not having readings. Like, we're not having, like, you know, I'm not making, like, one of my cousins read a poem.
No.
Not doing any of that shit.
None of your family can read.
Speeches are down to, like, people are not allowed more than 5 minutes for their speech. Right, I'm not having, like, I've seen a best man speech.
Well, I mean,
like,
you're going to say...
It was half an hour, and it's like, what are you doing?
You're going to... Like, gong them off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Gong show speeches, I love it. That's great. But we've got, like, basically the minimum amount we can do that the grandmas won't complain. Right, you know, so we do that little bit.
I mean, you'll save time not having your dad there. so.
Lol.
That's
father,
5 minutes
you've father
got
of the bride, this man to speak, anyway.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, keep it right down and just generally just have stuff that makes it fun for the people who are there rather than it just being like, you know, I want to just like go barn in the middle of nowhere. Like, everyone can like camp if they want to or whatever and just make it super chill and just have a nice day and just have loads of fun.
Where are we face painting it as?
I'm going to make it a fucking, make it into like a fucking proper party at night. Not like a wedding party, an actual party.
A fun party. We're having face painting. There's a crisp wall.
Yeah.
All the fun shit.
I'm going to do a lot of pills.
are you doing it on a weekend?
I'll do it a Sunday night probably for
Sunday
comedians.
Night. Okay.
Yeah. My mates are comics, isn't it?
I don't feel like I'm a day-do person.
Right.
So I'm just...
Who said you were invited?
Honestly, I felt like I was only going to go out of obligation because you'd want me there. Uh-huh. If you don't want me there, I'm more than happy to just swerve that.
Right. You've got to invite Freddie and straight away throw some wine on him.
Instead of confetti, what we're doing is we're all chucking Merlot on Freddie.
I honestly...
It's going to look like the end of Carrie.
What would annoy me the most is if you,
I'm going to make you best man.
That would piss me off the most. Now, I know that you're not, because I know that it'll be like Sam Gore or something like that.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But it would annoy me the most to have me heavily involved, because that would piss me off.
I'm going to make you a ring bearer. I'm going to make you walk down the aisle with a little basket of flowers.
Page boy.
No, flower girl. I'm honestly 100%, you're the flower girl.
I think I'd reject... I wouldn't want to be involved any more than the night do.
Yeah, but
and even
you know,
then, I'm not that arsed.
You're obligated. You're part of the ceremony, mate.
What?
You're part of the ceremony. You're the flower boy.
No, I'm not. You're the flower boy. Really I'm funny. Not the flower boy.
You're the flower boy.
I'm not the flower boy.
You're the flower boy.
I'm not the flower
boy. You are the flower boy.
I will ruin your special day.
Yeah.
I am not the flower boy.
You're the flower boy.
Nope.
You're
do you know what? I'm going to come with bags of flour.
Wouldn't shock me. Eating them by the fistful.
One for you, one for me.
Anyone want a line? It's pretty good stuff. As he rubs it in his gums. But yeah, like, because I like the idea of getting married, and I want to be married to my missus. I like that. But I also like, I think there's loads that's lame about it. And I just like to do it a bit different and be fun, you know? I want it to actually be fun for the people there, not like just me, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I also, here's the thing, and like, you'll be bang behind me on this, right? There's loads of bits at weddings where you're stuck without food. And like, you have to go like 4 hours and they'll bring out like 3 canapés to 150 people and they just get gone straight away. Yeah. You have to sort of like hang around, try to find someone with a tray. Like, I want a food truck outside that is available all fucking day.
You are going to love my UK wedding party. There's 3 food trucks there.
Perfect.
Wait a minute. Which
Here's the thing though, Freddie. Ours is going to be vegetarian, our wedding.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Go on.
I don't know.
Oh, so you don't know what the food trucks are?
No.
Right, just 3 random food trucks.
Well, they change, so because it's this bar that has food trucks all the time.
Right.
So they have different ones each weekend.
Right.
So I'm not sure they've booked it
I think
yet.
you want Wandering Pizza.
There's always a pizza one there. The pizza one is always there.
I think you want Wandering Pizza. I think you want Wandering...
Burritos, I think.
Burritos
is a great shout.
Look how serious he's got about this topic.
Yeah.
You're wandering chicken nuggets, wandering hash
Well, no,
brown,
I actually think fried chicken is a great, like a chicken and chips, like a Slim Chickens
maybe
type thing.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the 3 that I'd go for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're going to have a lovely time.
Yeah.
If you come.
When is it again? It's like end of it.
It's
August.
A date that I'm not going to reveal on this podcast.
What, in case?
I've already put it in the Discord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine.
Bank holiday August.
Yes, yeah, it's
the last weekend of August.
Yeah, at
7.
Yeah, because I'm coming back from Ireland, so I'm probably coming then.
Good. Glad you've sorted your travel plans.
Probably come, spend half hour with you.
You can be the flower girl.
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Hi, Tom's. Will it be wife at that point?
Yeah. Mrs. Not Gay Tom.
Hello, Mrs. Not Gay Tom. The prophecy has been fulfilled. And then I'll probably sign a few autographs and leave.
Sign a few autographs.
Go on, Tom's mum, get your fat tits out. Where's my permanent marker? To Not Gay Tom's mum, your tits are enormous, which is allowing me to write this paragraph upon the big saggy blobs. My goodness, these tits go on for ages. God, they're very big and quite cushiony. I bet you could. I bet you could. I bet you could protect someone in a fucking road crash with these bad, flappy, disgusting mud flaps that you call tits.
Warmest regards. Do you think mud flaps protect people in a crash? What do you think mud flaps do?
Protect people in a crash.
Yeah.
Warmest regards. Frederick. A.K.A. Freddie. Uh-huh. Quid. Q-U-I-N-N-E.
You know how you've got a fake name?
P.S. Can't believe I fit this all on one of your big fat tits.
You know you got a fake name. Have you got a fake middle name?
No, I've not. No. Yes, Deshaun. It's Freddie Deshaun Quinn. Uh-huh. And Live at the Apollo, still haven't called.
My name's mixed race. it's Freddie Gupta Quinn.
Gupta?
Yeah.
Was that
it's an Asian name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Male or female?
I think it's like Sikh. Male.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gupta?
Yeah.
Never met a Gupta.
All right.
Gupta now. I've never met a Gupta. Gupta now.
I think he's redeemed himself for Poonicef.
Gupta now.
Poonicef was good.
Poonicef
comment
was good.
If you think Poonicef was good or Freddie's a tit.
No, because whenever you go to this, our fans are not the measure of when something's good. They are vermin. Their opinion is not important.
It is important to our podcast.
No, it's
the
not.
The people who
no.
listen to it like it.
No, it's not. Right. No, fuck them.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I disagree, and I think that they should all, you know, I mean, if you're going to be invested, in my career, then it's fine, whatever. Yeah. Just leave Rob to do whatever he wants
to
do.
Oh, yeah, because you care about them all individually deeply, do you?
I really, really do.
Right, so if you've got any problems in your life,
no!
Send to Freddie Quinn.
No!
He'll be happy to help because he loves you.
Direct on Instagram.
He loves you.
He loves getting videos as well on Instagram.
I will.
If you've got any of the dodgy videos you want to send him, what do you want to do? You want to DM them to Freddie.
I've stopped looking at my requests now.
Yeah.
I used to try and respond to everybody as a common courtesy, but now...
Oh, no, I never respond. I very, very rarely respond to
DMs. Do you know what?
DMs.
If people say...
I don't respond to DMs from my friends.
You don't respond to WhatsApp messages in our group about this.
So, if people sent me problems, I think I'd be all right. I think it'd be a good agony aunt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm rational.
I mean, you're not, though. You think you're rational. That's the problem. You're convinced of your own rationality, but it's very Dunning-Kruger.
You know.
Maybe that'd be a good feature. Maybe people could send us in their problems. We'll like have a word with them or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe we could do that. Yeah, if they've got problems with their friends or whatever, we could like judge whether you know they should sort it out or not. It's good it's a good feature.
Just start ranking things top five.
Yeah, we could have a little go at that. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Has anyone else done that?
I don't know.
No.
Well. I like it. It's good.
I know. Why are you trying to cunt off our mates?
I don't know. I think it'd be funny.
It is funny. That's the problem.
Give it a month, mild high, I'll be doing it.
Shall we have a lovely question? That's original question. Format, probably.
Yeah, is it? Asking a question.
Lovely question.
We've never done anything original in our fucking lives.
Taskbusters.
Whoa, we had shit of the year, which is still going on.
Yeah.
We had the worst dick in Britain.
Yeah.
Actually, I did steal that.
Did I tell you about my shit of the year contender that got robbed off me and I was gutted when I was in Dubai Airport?
Someone robbed your shit?
No, I was in Dubai Airport and I had a horrific turd. It was on my way back from Thailand and it was a banger. It went all stringy and weird, right? It like broke up like pulled pork into the like
really?
Toilet. It was brutal. And I was
Freddie
like...
salivating over pulled pork.
I've had it, your food truck.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's a banger. I've got to take a photo for shit of the year. I went to get my phone out of my pocket and the automatic toilet flushed because I'd stood up. And I was like, no! Watching my turd disappear. I genuinely went, no! Out loud. And I was like, oh, shit. This is what this podcast has done to me. I was genuinely devastated to see one of the worst poos I've ever done go away.
I think we still got some to look at. Do you want to do shit of the year or lovely questions?
Lovely questions.
We'll do a lovely question, then I'll happily have a look at some shit of the year.
Okay. Can we look at the dark one first?
Yeah. Okay. You got to shag two people with a combined age of 30. Who and why?
No.
What do you mean, no? You have to.
Don't I have to?
You do have to.
I have to be a double pedo.
Well,
no, not necessarily.
No.
I have to be at least... Right, but
you're
I have to...
be at least a single pedo.
I think I've got to shag 2 15-year-olds.
Well, you are a double pedo then.
Yeah.
That's the most noncy answer that you could get.
No, the most noncy is a 29-year-old and a 1-year-old. That's the worst.
The least noncy.
It's not the least noncy. Okay. You're doing the worst noncy.
Okay.
The younger they are, the worst noncy.
But the 1-year-old won't remember it, so it won't have any mental issues.
It'll do something to them. Yeah. I don't think they're going to walk away from that unscathed.
Well, they can't walk, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they won't be able to once I've finished with them.
Yeah, you want to go 2.5, really?
No, like, I think I'm going 2 15-year-olds who think they're into it at the time, right? A couple of statutory rapes is worse, you know, is less bad from my end.
I think a lot of people don't even go to prison for like 15-year-olds. As well.
I mean, I'm not gonna be happy about it. I don't want to fuck 15-year-olds.
Seems like you do because you're thinking too.
So I think I'd go 16 and 14.
Is that better in any way?
Yeah, because I mean, noncing and raping one rather than
no,
two.
But the 16-year-old's on a fucking technicality, and that's only because of where our laws happen to lie in this country. Yeah. I still think you fucking a 16-year-old is deeply morally wrong.
Yeah, but not legally, and that's all I'm asked about.
No,
really.
I think legality and morality are two very separate issues, and I don't think the two should be conflated personally.
Sure.
But you're, well...
So, you know, I think
16 and 14 is the least noncy way to do it.
It's not the least.
It is. It is because
you're still
running,
a nonce for fucking.
You're
the 16
running noncing one. No, you're not.
In my eyes, you're a nonce.
Sure, but by the definition.
No.
There's no fucking fox chicken bag, fucking grain of rice way of doing this.
Exactly.
Like you're a nonce either way. But with this,
all right. What if I put a 1-year-old up a 29-year-old? Is that better?
What, like a turducken?
Yeah. Put them inside, hide the child inside the adult and then fuck the now very tight hole.
Yeah, what about a 30-year-old and a pregnant 30-year-old?
That's the best win.
Does that count as a threesome?
Depends how far. Not with you, your jizz wouldn't shoot far enough.
16 and 14, because that way you're only noncing once. And when you're noncing, but you're still noncing regardless of how you do this.
Yeah. I'm just not having you claim the 16-year-old isn't noncing. I think you've got to go to 18 before you can claim one of them.
Yeah, but then the other one's 12.
Exactly.
That is
the rub.
12's a lot worse than 14.
This is it.
Because a lot of people...
Yeah, but 18's a lot better than 16.
A lot of people in my year at school were shagging at 14. So they want to shag. I'm not saying they should, but not many 12-year-olds do.
Your Honour.
Yeah.
Some of them wanted to shag.
Yeah.
I
think I could find 2 15-year-olds who were up for it. Now, obviously, that's not okay. That's statutory rape. They're not legally able to consent, nor do I think they should be able to. But I reckon I could get them to say they are.
I'll tell you what.
I could groom a couple of 15-year-olds.
You could get them to keep a secret.
I've got a car. That's enough.
I'll tell you what. If one of us gets caught noncing, this is not going to look good on Twitter, is it?
Yeah, look, this is going to be yet another clip that we're going to have to tweet as soon as someone complains. fans, can you bookmark this? Because at some point, I'm going to ask you to give us some of the worst things we've ever said to dilute.
Jody, the editor, has genuinely made a folder in our Google Drive called Clips to Release When We Get Cancelled.
Oh, amazing. That's brilliant. That's fantastic. Cheers, Jody. That's great.
The reason I'm saying 16 and 14, right?
I just don't like you trying to get off on a technicality.
One is technically, so you're technically only noncing once, technically.
Yeah. Right? Legally.
And that's the oldest one that you can have. So that's my thought behind it, is what's the oldest one to nonce?
Yeah.
And that's how do it.
But you're making your other nonce slightly worse. Like, me fucking two 15-year-olds is better than you fucking a 14-year-old, isn't it? The 14-year-old, it's worse to fuck.
But, again, the 16-year-olds...
So, you know, the payoff is balancing out. This is why this is actually a very good question.
It's a tough one.
Because the payoff balances out. You know? Yeah. If I was like, look, I'm fucking two girls who were 15 and 364 days old.
Do you remember...
Right? I would argue that's better than fucking a 14-year-old.
Do you remember when people used to say that comedians were the philosophers of their time? Do you reckon Socrates and Plato? Do you reckon that's a bit of the Republic that was cut out when Socrates was like, no, listen, right?
I don't care about whether you're technically nonsense. I think the Greek philosophers would, well, firstly, they'd be like, well, I'll just fuck two 13-year-olds. What are you on about?
I did it this morning.
Boys and girls.
Not girls, you weirdo.
Yeah.
I think you do have to stick in the middle range, though. I think, you know, if you get into any point where...
Anything,
you know,
older than 18 or anything younger than 12
you're fucking up the other one. You're going to have one great time, but you're also going to have a really... really bad time on the other end of it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you got to stick in the middle.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's who we would nonce.
Okay. So our next question comes from Jody the editor, who says, who out of everyone in the room is going to have the most attractive kids?
Well, obviously not Freddie. Like, for a start, definitely not.
I think Tom.
Yeah, your
missus is good looking.
Well, so that's the problem. She's I don't know what your missus look like.
My missus is fit.
Oh, okay.
She's very. We're gonna have very long kids, though. We're gonna have very very tall. We're gonna have very very tall kids.
Yeah, your kids will bully my kids.
Yeah,
I think.
I think we're gonna have pretty fit.
Imagine
kids.
If you had twins and they were both girls. And they were both 15.
What, when they were born?
No. When they turned 15, Rob was like,
time to complete the prophecy.
Combined, you're 30.
Whereas Rob's had a really far apart. Like, fuck's sake, I've got to have a one-year-old now.
Yeah. When one of my kids is 29, I'll have a new one.
Come on, Tom.
30's up.
Give me a ring. Today's the day.
Can we read the one?
I think I'll have pretty attractive kids, though. When they're adults, though, I think me and my missus both blossomed as adults.
Right.
I was a weird looking kid, and then got better looking in my 20s.
I think my peak years was like 14, 15.
Right.
I had a real boy band look then.
Early 20s, I was a skinny indie kid with like good hair. Yeah. That was my.
The most attractive now that I've ever been.
That's so sad. Oh, my heart breaks.
Yeah.
That's really fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And it's actually true.
Yeah.
Because the pre-beard era was a wasteland for you.
Oh, God, well.
The pre-beard era was fucking mental.
Yeah.
Like, pre-facial hair Freddy. It's like, however, whatever you think of him now, honestly, the chinless freak he used to be.
Yeah.
You've really added a shape to your head that was needed with that beard.
Beards have done a lot of work for ugly people.
They're the push-up bra for men.
That's really funny.
All you need is a push-up bra.
But like, the thing is, I actually think you're right as well. I do think this is probably as attractive as you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means I'm just going to get more and more sexy.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, by the time I'm 80, I'll be fucking... Yeah. 16 and 14 year olds.
You're just gonna have to lean into being a gross old fat guy and the confidence. Who's you know like that? That's your move. Like that's relatively unaffected by what a disgusting slob you are. If you just own it, you can be attractive.
I don't think I'm a disgusting slob.
I mean, what part of that are you arguing with?
Well,
like, honestly, don't know what you could fucking complain about.
Well, I think
in the phrase "disgusted slob,"
I think
that's, if anything, charitable. That's not unfair, is it, Tom?
Well, I have.
If anybody said it's charitable, what would you said if you were being mean?
I have reasonable levels of personal hygiene from animals.
Reasonable.
Yeah, you don't smell as bad as you look like you might.
Everyone says that about me.
Yeah, that is true. People are often surprised he doesn't smell like a sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are disgusting, though.
In what way?
In every way.
Which, what?
Morals?
Yeah, physically, your personality, the way you act. All the ways.
Yeah. No, I think
And you are a slob.
No, I think I'm rugged.
Rugged?
Yeah.
What, like outdoorsy?
No, like indoor
rugged.
You're
not rugged.
Indoor rugged.
Indoor rugged.
I'm indoor rugged, yeah.
You're like a house cat.
You're what not makes rugged. It indoor and rugged?
You're not rugged.
Are you good at DIY?
Rugged, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're fucking not.
I am.
And rugged,
you still
have,
you keep doing those
edges.
Live Instagram videos with that paint behind you that's not been done.
Yeah.
People notice, Freddie.
Yeah.
You're not rugged
I'm
in
indoor,
any way.
Indoor rugged.
No,
indoor
you're rugged. Slovenly. That's different to rugged. You're a mess. That's not rugged.
I'm like four of the seven deadly sins, aren't I?
Yeah. Which one of those are you? Greed, obviously.
Let's have a look at the seven deadly sins.
Greed, sloth. Yeah. You've definitely got that. Envy.
Kevin Spacey wouldn't know how to kill me.
Yeah. Lust. You've got that. Lust for pies. Gluttony. You've got wrath. Definitely pride. I think you're hitting all of them. Here we go. Right, so lust, yes. Gluttony, yes. Greed, yes. Sloth, yes. Wrath, yes. Envy, yes. Pride, yes.
Not envy. I'm not really envious of people.
You constantly moan about other comedians getting stuff that you don't get.
I'm not really envious of that, though. I just think they're shit.
Okay. All right, we can get you down to six.
Okay, pride. I don't really have any pride.
You've just said you're not a fucking disgusting slob. That's your pride.
I mean, that's not
through.
Having pride, is it?
It is for
I'm
you.
I'm not a disgusting... Oh, someone's proud.
Yeah.
Someone's proud. Fucking Pride of Britain Award over here to old, not slovenly, disgusting, slobby Freddie Quinn.
Yeah, that is you being proud, though, because
no,
you are
not.
A disgusting
no, it's not.
Slob.
I will,
pride is getting in the way of you realising what a disgusting, fat slob you
I
are.
I will stick with five of the seven deadly sins. I'm not having all seven.
Yeah, that's your pride getting in the way of you having six.
I think most people have at least five.
Yeah. But, yeah. Like, not to the same degree. Same pathological
degree. What do you think my worst one
gluttony.
Is?
Gluttony.
I don't think it is gluttony. No, I don't think it is.
I've never seen gluttony and greed.
So greed is more like about acquiring wealth rather right. than just gluttony is just eating.
So yeah.
I think maybe greed is up there with you. Sloth is your biggest,
I think my biggest is wrath.
Nah, I think it's sloth.
Because I'm quite vengeful as a human.
You are spiteful. That's definitely not. I'm not saying it's not there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, you would be more vengeful if you could be asked to be. But all the sloth stops you for having that much wrath.
No, I think
you are the laziest fucker I have ever met. You will drive a 2-minute walk.
No, I'm physically lazy.
That's what sloth is.
But mentally.
That's the laziest thing I've ever heard. This is such a lazy cunt argument. You're currently
mentally, I'm always on the go.
I'm sat on my ass doing nothing, but this guy's fucking ticking over, going 10 to the penny.
All right, put it this way. You wouldn't call Stephen Hawking lazy.
I mean...
Would you?
I don't see him running about.
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say Stephen... Lazy when Stephen Hawking.
When you were moving house, you wouldn't call him for an hand, would you?
No.
Yeah, but you can't compare yourself to Stephen Hawking. He's got an actual disability.
Yeah, you're just a fat cunt. That's different.
We both have a favourite chair.
You choose to be in yours. That's sloth. Sloth is 100% your biggest one.
Nah, man. 100%.
You both worry a lot about space.
Yeah. You both think a lot about the effects of gravity.
How are you doing theory of relativity fat jokes?
It's fucking great, isn't it?
He talks about the universe being donut shaped. You love donuts.
You do love donuts, yeah.
I think
sloth
wrath is
mild.
My biggest one.
I know what you mean about sloth. I think physically you don't like running and stuff about.
And he moves as little as possible.
He does work a lot.
Yes.
Probably overwork.
Yes, but at mental tasks, like we say. Like, he doesn't actually... It doesn't look like he's doing anything.
Yeah. That's one of the skills,
because
isn't it?
Because he's slovenly.
I'm not slovenly.
Sloth.
I'm not. I walk the dog every day, so I get an hour's worth of exercise every day.
He walks his dog and he thinks it's a big exercise.
But that's not like, I didn't say big exercise. I think that pushes me out of, I think the idea of sloth
I wouldn't
is
say
that
you're pure sloth.
I think wrath's definitely mine. I fly into rages. I think that's probably my biggest... lust, I'm pretty bad for lust, but I've got that under control. Greed for feelings and experience, so like boozing and stuff like that, you know, I've got no fucking moderation control.
FOMO.
Well, that's gluttony. That's more gluttony than greed.
Maybe. I would probably put it towards greed, but anyway, whichever definition.
I have in mind pride, but that's understandable because I'm fucking class.
But I think wrath is definitely like my biggest now, because I'm not sloth in any way. I like do a lot. Like envy, don't really have that much.
Nah.
Pride sometimes, but not too much. I'm very aware I'm a useless fucking cunt, so, you know.
I think pride is my biggest one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm a lot better at everything than I am.
Yeah, we've seen you use the internet.
Have we got any videos today?
Nope.
No videos?
No, I've not done the WhatsApp.
We need more of your videos then. Send them to 07520-644-931.
Yeah.
No animals, no death, no racism, no kids.
That's the one.
Okay.
Do you have another lovely question?
One more.
Go
and then
on, we'll finish off with one more.
And we'll go. I'm quite hungry.
Okay.
It's all that talking about gluttony has made me hungry.
Yeah. If you were to write each other's obituaries, what would you put? Aside from big fat cunt pedo or gangly shouty man with no dad.
All right, well, it's really limited there. To be fair, I'm going to have a lot of space to work with because it's going to be a very wide grave. So I'm going to have a double size.
You don't have to write it on the...
Going to have a that's literally what it is, isn't it?
An obituary?
Oh, we're doing obituary, so I thought we were doing epitaph, sorry.
All right.
No, do you know why we're doing obituaries? Because it literally says
Yeah.
The word obituary.
Oh, sorry, did I make a slight mistake?
You
did
made
I
a slight mistake. Oh. You fucking stupid cunt. And if you're really upset with that, then that's your pride of your seven deadly sins. Eh? You stupid, retarded,
that's
gangly...
Not, it's not your word. You're not
retard,
allowed to say that. Not allowed to say that's my
spoffeth.
Word. That's my word. There we go. That's better.
You
thank
absolute
you.
Spoffer.
Thank you.
I apologise.
Yeah, you should.
No worries.
We're going to put a little Alfie face over his mouth while he says that.
I thought that just because I was friends with one, I could say it.
Yeah.
You know, you say it in your rap videos. I hear you guys say retard in your rap videos all the time. I just
yeah, but
that
I put an A at the end of it, mate.
Yeah.
You're saying it with a hard ER.
A lot of hard consonants in the... Yeah.
How retarded do you have to be
no,
able to say
No, you're not
retard?
Allowed to say it.
I can't use the internet.
But it's,
I can say it.
It's spoffethy.
Yeah.
What?
You're a
spoffethy.
Right. Yeah. How spoffethy do you have to be to say retard? Does that sentence count?
Yeah. I think you've got to have, like, you know, like a medical definition for what
if
you
could,
you'd probably get one.
If you can complete the sentence, how spoffethy do you have to be to say retard, you're not spoffethy enough.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you go, how spoffethy... Oh, fuck, piss.
No, that's not the only type of it, though, innit? Like, you know, there's different ways of being one.
A spoffeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always figure, like... You know how they go mad about ATOS and stuff, mm-hmm. like who decide. I always feel like I'd love that job.
Yeah, like because it's people like you who get into it, psychopaths
yeah.
who get into it and go, no money for you.
Wait, what?
Go wobble to work. People who assess people for disability payments.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I think I'd be class at that.
Yeah, you'd be great. You wouldn't give out any to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you use a toilet or do you shit in a bucket?
Bucket.
Why is shitting in a bucket
strong,
easier?
Then.
Yeah.
You are?
Like,
you can keep that in the same room.
Where are you going to move your toilet from room to room?
For fuck's sake.
What?
I don't know if you'd get an obituary. That's the problem with this. Yeah. I'd be like, you know, comedian, tried. I don't know what I'd put for you. You're quite unremarkable. That's the problem. What achievements are we going to have to talk about in an obituary? Like, what should I base it around?
Was known by many groups.
Yeah.
Infamous.
A lover of the Muslim women.
I think that what you would say about me when I died was that I was a man who didn't compromise.
You've got to find euphemisms for why he's a cunt.
Yeah.
So, you know, he didn't suffer fools gladly.
He always spoke his mind.
Always spoke his mind.
Told it like it is.
Yeah. He got through his ups and downs.
Yeah.
Colourful character.
Never wasted food.
Yeah.
Hated waste.
He was quite the gourmand. I don't know. Yeah, we've got to find euphemisms for that, basically, for you being a big fucking greedy, useless, lazy cunt.
I don't think I'd do your obituary.
No, I wouldn't want you to.
Well, that's not the thing.
Yeah.
It's what would you write if you had to?
Yeah.
If I had to, here lies Rob Mulholland.
I'd be like, here lies Freddie Quinn, and also a bit over there, and a bit to your left as well. He's sort of all over the place here. He's fucking massive.
How many pallbearers do you reckon it'd take for both of your coffins?
Oh, we're just getting a tractor for Freddy to drag it.
Yeah,
you'd need at least eight. Like, normal six.
Yeah,
but Rob would need eight.
He'd look like some sort of millipede.
Yeah.
Millipedo.
Hey?
Millipedo. Fuck me, is that what we've degenerated to?
It apparently is. That's
millipedo.
Where we've got.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. We're not writing obituaries.
Thank you. Thank you for thank
fuck
you.
Fuck you, Landry.
Yes, fucking Landry.
Thank you for being a
what sort of Star Wars name is that?
Thank you for being a Patreon.
This isn't a Patreon
episode.
No, I'm just to the ones that are. If you have enjoyed Dead Men Talking, then why not become a Patreon? You get an extra episode every week and loads of the benefits and the Taskbastard special, which is out. It is amazing. It's fucking quality and it's worth the £3 on its own. So please sign up to Patreon because you help keep the podcast going and you help us grow.
And for once, we genuinely mean it when we say you're missing out on something good.
No, the other specials are
I'm
good.
I'm joking. Fucking hell, you defensive little prick. There's his prize. Yeah,
thank you for listening. Go fuck yourself.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.